You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it is a very good morning to each and every one of you. And it is January the 23rd, by the way. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And I'm going to be with you going through till 10 o'clock this morning, trying to get you to where it is you're going in a relatively good mood. Right, let's take a look and see who we've got with a birthday on the 23rd of January. Let's go back to the year 1855. A gentleman called John Browning was born on this day. Now, he was an American firearms designer who developed many varieties of firearms, cartridges, and gun mechanisms, many of which are still in use around the world. He is arguably the most important figure in the development of modern automatic and semi-automatic firearms, and is credited with 128 and that's gun patents. In my world,
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
To play.
now we turn our attention to the Soul Train gang, the Soul Train line, the master storyteller, Mr. Curtis Mayfield, and the Soul of Funk.
Lose yourself to dance.
and tell you what, we had the new single from Dua Lipa, which was Houdini, bring us in this morning. Well, I think it was relatively new. And this is Daft Punk and Lose Yourself to Dance. Time on The Breakfast Show, 13 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, as always. Big thanks to Isaac this morning for getting us up and running, as they do in the morning. They put up with us. So a big thanks to them. And so we've got quite a busy little morning for you this morning. We've got a guest coming in the second hour today at around about 8.25, something like that, here on the programme. It is a gentleman called Aaron Romero. He is the head of marketing here for LG. And that's going to be great fun. We're going to be talking to them about all their new things that are coming out at CES. And I see, this is something I'm rather intrigued about. I see they do have one of these sort of like invisible screen TVs. Yeah, you can look right through the screen. Isn't it amazing how, you know, what we do in life sort of catches up with what the things we see on TV? I mean, I guess somebody came up with this idea of a screen that you can see through as well as what's on it. And, well, we've made one. It's like going back to Star Trek. Remember their little sort of thing they used to communicate with? They called it a communicator. Well, I mean, we've gone a lot further than that. Can you imagine? We'd have laughed our socks off if they had... if they had a thing like, you know, we have today, these sort of, we keep calling them phones, don't we? Where you can actually sort of do anything, can't we, on our cell phones? Anyway, I tell you what, I'm rambling on. Let's get you in the shower, and let's get you off to wherever it is you're going this morning, all right? And let me see, what have I got for you this morning? Oh, I've got one by the band The Status Quo. Come on, this will get you going.
Time and
that's it then. Yes. And there we go. I want to run away with you from Status Quo in the shower with you this morning. So anyway, out you get. And on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Of course, it is, what do you expect? It's another lovely sunny day out there. And you're going to be looking at other people got birthdays today. We'll take a rummage around the internet, see if we can find any interesting stories. As I said, looking forward to chatting with LG in the second hour today about their new products. Also, all this tech stuff is lovely. Enjoy it. Now, great music, of course, going right through until, we'll go right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Now, that one was from Status Quo, similar band, coming out of the UK. It's called Slade. This is Squeeze Me, Please Me. Figuratively speaking, of course. Ha ha ha. Plenty of oranges are screaming that out this morning, aren't they? Squeeze me, squeeze me. That was Slade and Squeeze Me. Actually, it's spelled S-K-W-E-E-Z-E, me, P-L-E-E-Z-E, me. Yes. You're lucky you can find it anyway if you don't spell like that. Of course, as I mentioned, that was the band Slade, released back in 1973. It was a non-album single, and it was written by their lead vocalist, Noddy Holder, and their bassist, Jim Lee. Produced by Chaz Chandler, it got to number one on the UK charts, giving the band their fifth number one single, and remained in the charts for 10 weeks. Song certified UK Silver, that was by the BPI, and that was in July of 1973. Also included on the band's 1973 compilation album, which was called it was called Sladest. Yes. Time, 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. That is Mr. Barry Blue and Do You Wanna Dance here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, time just a few seconds away from 28 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yapi's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Any mountain is called by Shaman, and the time is 19 before 8 o'clock. If you just joined us, good morning to you, wherever you've been. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. And a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Paul Dixon, over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. Thanks for your request. We're going to get round to that in a minute. Mary Lou, good morning to you. And Mary Lou says, I woke up feeling a little crazy. She says, would you mind playing the Banana Splits theme song? for all the old kids that may remember the TV show. Well, over in the United Kingdom, we didn't have banana splits, but we did have ice cream. Anyway, it's a mad morning anyway, isn't it? We go, yes, there's no end to the excitement on this show, is there? She said, oh, that's even a crazy version. It's the only one I had. So, that was by the Dixies, by the way. Let's go back to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Paul Dixon, good morning to you, and of course to Maria as well, if she's listening. You sent me some information about a couple of theme tunes, which, of course, I know very well. They're written by Laurie Johnson, a British composer. Now, he was known for creating unforgettable tunes for classic British television, including the theme music for The Avengers, The Professionals, and Animal Magic as well. He was also a band leader and a composer of pop, swing, classical, and soundtrack music. He passed away, sadly, on the 16th of January of this year, at the age of 96. That's not a bad innings, is it, really, 96? He was a prolific composer of classical television themes, and his music touched the lives of millions around the world. And there we go. Yes, that's Laurie Johnson's theme for the Avengers. Gosh, I remember watching that as a young'un. It was a British espionage television series, and it was created, what, 1961? And ran for 161 episodes until 1969, initially focusing on David Keel, which was played by Ian Hendry, aided by John Steed, Patrick McNee, and Hendry left after the first series. Boy. Steed then became the main character, partnered with a succession of assistants. His most famous ones, by the way, were intelligent, stylish, and assertive women, just like Yasmin. Personally, I've got here Kathy Gale, who was played by Honor Blackman, Emma Peel by Diana Rigg, and Tara King, who was played by Linda Thorson. And dresses and suits, by the way, for the series, they were made by Pierre Cardin. So there, what a great series that was. Of course, John Steed, sort of dressed like a city gentleman with a sort of pinstripe suit or a dark suit at any rate, a bowler hat and an umbrella.
To me, but to walk away, I have no progress. was just a man when there's so many real things at hand. We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is never to fall withdraw. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't break myself again. I should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with Superman. He walks away. The sun goes down. Ain't no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Only love will see. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes the day. But I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my tears dry.
On their own. Yes, there we go. Tears Dry On Their Own by, of course, Amy Winehouse. So greatly missed. Can you imagine what great music it would have been from her if she had still been with us? And Tears Dry On Their Own, it was off, of course, her second and her final studio album, Back to Black. And that was 2006. And August, the album's released on 13th of August of 2007. The album's fourth single was Tears Dry On Their Own. While the melody and lyrics are composed by Winehouse, the music behind her voice is an interpolation of Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell's 1967 song Ain't No Mountain High Enough, penned by Ashford and Simpson. The original ballad version of the track is featured on the posthumous album Lioness Hidden Treasures. I've got that album, let's look that one up and give that a spin sometime. You like that expression, give it a spin. Haven't done that for about 20-odd years. Take us up to the top of the hour and the news at 8 o'clock. This is Incognito. After the beat is gone.
With some kind of confession.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading, and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVED. That's WAVED.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
You were so blind to Yeah.
There we go, two in a row. That one, Nightwish, Over the Hills and Far Away. And before that one, it was... I'm trying to find it. Over the Hills and Far Away, Nightwish. And the one before that, well, I can't remember because I've been busy talking to my guest, who will be with us in a little while. I'm going to check in with Ingrid in the... Well, she's not in the countryside. She's in town because she's going to be making her way off to the United States. So let's see if we can... if we can find her, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a lovely Tuesday morning. What a beautiful sky this morning. And I am up and about and on my way to the aeropuerto. See, I'm going to go there to do Estados Unidos. Yes, it's going to be a lovely day. What a day to travel. I hope you all are having a lovely evening and morning and etc. It would seem last night's stinky air still keeps coming back. So I don't know what you all are going to do. It's amazing. I haven't, like I said, slept with the windows closed, so another night. I really hope you guys get this under control soon. I feel terrible for y'all. But I'm headed out of town. My sister will come and pick me up at the airport there in Tampa and drive back, and then I'm in preparation for taking care of Mamacita y Papacita for a couple of days. Well, quite a few days, actually. So, first of all, I want to say thank you to the cook who's been so generous in allowing me to go and say, hi, Chelsea. I hope you can hear me. Hi, little girl. Ooh, hi, my little girl. Ooh, yeah, how you doing? Here, puppy, puppy. And the kitty cats, yeah, well, you know what you can do. You know. All right, so this week is going to be interesting. Renee and I are going to hang out, the sister, and do a few things. I'm going to get more training because some things have changed with my mother's health care. And I'm learning an awful lot about how to be a domestic generic, or not generic, geriatric administrator. So I'm learning all about that. I've got lots of things to keep me busy working remotely. Thank goodness that my clients allow me to work remotely. Stopped in and saw one of my clients yesterday, and they were so kind, so generous, so I have to thank them as well. It's going to be an interesting day. I understand that it was kind of chilly yesterday. So my sister suggested that I wear a jacket and long pants. I'm like, long pants? What is that? I haven't heard about those. Where do those exist? And here in Panama, we don't have them. So I'll be on the Corredor Sur in a few minutes and overlooking that beautiful ocean with this interesting sun. It's funny that the smoke in the sky has changed the color of the mornings. So it's, I have to say, it's a beautiful sky. They say red sky in morning, sailors take warning. Red sky at night, sailors delight. Okay, until next time. Back to you in the studio.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
And there we go. That one is to make your own kind of music, and that comes from the Mamas and Papas. Well, basically taking the lead there, Mama Cass. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 26 minutes, that's what we're making our way up to, and that's before, well, after the hour of 8 o'clock. And it's time to welcome my guest to this morning's program, Aaron Merritt, the marketing manager for LG. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Pleased to be here and with you and your audience. Thank you for the invitation.
And you let me into a little secret. You used to be a radio man.
Yeah, I used to work in a radio station back in the days in Mexico City. I'm from Mexico. It was a very great radio station. The name was WFM, 96.9, I remember very clearly.
When
I came here and I saw all your setup, I was like, oh, my God, I miss this environment.
Anyway, look, it's great. It's, sort of like talking about technology. It's exciting times, isn't it?
Yeah.
This must have been one of the most sort of innovated CES for a number of years.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I've been participating to CES for a couple of years now. And yes, this specific year was very interesting for me because on the difference of the other participations of LG, I think the message was very clear. LG, I think we don't want to be perceived anymore as just a consumer electronics brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was very clear that all the innovations, all the products that were presented into the CES was very clear that the objective is to help and make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
Such as our motto, life's good. So,
right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that was the objective because, to be honest, they have just a very small part related to consumer electronics, basically a transparent TV, which, of course, was like a very shocking device, at the top of the notch, the best technology I've ever seen.
But I was saying, but we've turned science fiction into science fact, haven't we? I mean,
yeah.
Because how many years now have been watching?
Something that we have seen, for example, in pictures as Minority Report, for example.
Yeah, or you know, you see the TV series with the, you know, police series, and they've got this screen and they're moving things around, which is transparent.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
so it's yeah, it's very nice, but it's OLED technology,
right?
So you can imagine the quality and of the picture that you could have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When it's completely transparent, you have 60% of transparency.
Right, right.
And you can use that, for example, as a very nice decorative thing on your living room. Because
mm-hmm,
you could
mm-hmm.
put content for fishes within a tank, for example.
Well, that's one
and
of the
it looks
I
like,
exactly.
Oh my God, I have a fish tank in my
well, yeah,
room.
But what I liked was the one where they had just the flames coming out the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, exactly, or a chimney or something.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And let's suppose that, okay, we are we have seen enough of fishes. So let's turn this into a TV. And you with the remote you turn on the contrast thing.
Right, and get rid of the transparency, yeah?
Get rid of the transparency.
Yeah.
You get 100% of a TV setup,
mm-hmm,
if you
mm-hmm,
will.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can enjoy an OLED technology on your TV that minutes ago used to be a fish tank.
Exactly.
So it's impressive. And the technology and the quality, once more, it's OLED technology.
But one of the things that I think I read in one of the reviews was that when you go away from the transparency, you go to the full OLED experience. Is that the same OLED that, for instance, I have an LG OLED
yeah.
TV?
Yeah, it's exactly.
So you
the
don't
same.
Lose any of the quality?
No. No, that's the incredible thing
mm-hmm.
about it. Actually, you can turn you can use the TV when it's transparent. You can put it into a TV mode,
right?
And
oh,
you
okay.
can see a TV,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
of course you will see 60% of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, when you want to watch and enjoy very nice content, you have to turn on the contrast.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I mean, as I said, you know, I've always sort of been a bit futuristic and seeing these things because. What I'd like to see next is the phone.
Yeah, a transparent phone.
Transparent phone.
Yeah, I think we're not far. Well, as we were discussing,
about
LG
phones.
Is not longer into the mobile phone industry. However, LG is, I think it's one of the leading brands and companies that produces displays. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's for a phone or a TV.
Exactly.
So definitely, LG will have to do something with a transparent font if we are lucky to see that.
I don't see why not. It's the thing is, of course, with the cell phone, I mean, there is so much in there.
Yeah.
That, you know, you probably have a weighted hand grip at the bottom or something in order to get all the technology in. But, no, I mean, the technology is moving quick. How is LG developing now? Because it seems to have hit us like a rocket, and that's artificial intelligence.
Well, yeah, in the artificial intelligence field, I think what we presented at the CES was much more related to how to connect your whole home.
Mm-hmm.
And how to manage your fridge, your TV, your dryer, washing, with your phone or
right.
with your
mm-hmm.
TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think, actually our ecosystem is named ThinQ.
Okay.
Through a ThinQ app, sorry, you can control everything, as I said, with your phone, which actually works perfectly with an iOS system.
Mm-hmm.
So it
mm-hmm.
doesn't, you don't have to have Android in order to work that to work. Definitely it works perfectly with iOS. And yes, you can, for example, let's suppose that you go to vacations 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
You go out for vacations 1 month, and definitely you don't want your fridge to be consuming as much as energy as on a regular use. So you can set up your and you forgot to do that before you leave home.
Oh,
so
right.
imagine
mm-hmm.
that you are at the airport. Oh geez, I forgot to configure my fridge into a saving mode. You can do it through your mobile, for example. Or you forgot to turn off your air conditions. You can do it through your mobile. And let's suppose that you don't have a mobile and you are watching TV at home and your living room, and then you forgot to turn on your washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you put pause on your program, go to the TV menu, open the ThinQ app, look for your dryer or washing machine, and you turn it on or turn it off.
Who's going to put the detergent in it? This one.
Well, we are supposing that you already put all the cleaning tools within your cycle, but I think that's the important thing of the ThinQ, that everything can be connected.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be LG, because nowadays with the IoT, the Internet of Things, you can have a light bulb or your main lock at the door, and everything can be connected.
Yeah. I mean, I mean that's what I do here. I mean, everything I've got, you know, light bulbs and strip lights and, you know, with, what's the name? I won't mention the name.
Yeah.
And it's like, funny enough, I hadn't realized it until for some reason the other morning I came in and said good morning to it. And it goes, good morning, by the way, do you know, born on this day today was so-and-so and so-and-so, and by the way, here's your BBC News, and here's the weather, and I thought, oh, I didn't ask you to do that, but that's very nice, thank you very much.
Yeah, I know so much people that are already really into that level of technology. It's funny, but I'm not there. it's funny because I work in the technology industry, but I'm not there. I don't know why. I have to, but it's impressive and incredible all the things that you can do when you have all your ecosystem connected.
Oh, and what's really annoying is when you have to turn on a light manually.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Exactly. So that's what LG presented. The other thing that took my attention when I was there is that we are moving into the automotive industry as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we presented, it's not a car. We used to call it Alphabell. It's not a car itself. Actually, we use that Alphabell display in order to put into one place all the technologies that we have been producing, for example, all the displays that you can see in a Mercedes or a Volvo came from LG, LG Display or LG Chemical or LG Innotek. Those are the different companies within LG Group.
Yeah.
You can also witness into the Alphabell. a small fridge that you could have that maintains your food in a very good condition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter if it's a very long road trip. The LED lights that you can have within your car. So everything that we produce, we put it into a display that it's called Alphabolt.
Mm-hmm.
We also are innovating into the charging stations. Now the electric mobility is one of the
very important
big topics.
Yeah.
We are also producing charging stations, fast charging stations that I think no much more brands are producing fast charging stations. So LG is now into that business.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the other thing that it was very, very interesting was B2B, the B2B division. Lots of things for hotels, for example.
Right.
How that you can get, you can do a check-in in a hotel without someone that is behind the desk. You just put your face into the screen. The screen recognizes you. You don't need a key. You go to your room and you have the same camera.
Mm-hmm,
and since you already checked your face, you don't need a key. You go to your room and you put your face in front of the camera and the door will open. If you need to order some blankets, towels, room service or whatever, you can do it into a touchscreen device that you would have within your room. So definitely it sounds like a kind of a futuristic
and then
thing.
Then a little LG robot comes down with
your
towel.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot. The name is Chloe.
Don't forget the robot.
Yeah, the name is Chloe. And Chloe is used, nowadays it's used in Korea. Actually, I happened to see that robot into the Korea airport. And when you have some doubt, where's your gate? The robot will take you to your gate.
Oh, that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, follow me. And you have to follow the robot. It will drop you just in front of your gate.
That's great.
And it has the same use for in a hotel, for example. Let's take the example of a hotel in Vegas, which hotels are impressively big. So you are lost. Chloe, where's my room? You just have to key your room, the tower you're in, and you just have to follow the robot. And that'll be the use of Chloe.
And by the way, here's the towel you asked for this morning. We're going to take a musical break. We'll be back with Aaron in just a couple of minutes.
Child, tell me you love.
There we go. Yes, it's called, she blinded me with science. Thomas Bowlby told me that with professor, I'm trying to think of his name. He was an eccentric English professor. He'll come to me next week. We're chatting with Aaron Romero, the marketing manager for LG. And, what do you, you know, you mentioned the TV we were talking about, and you did actually when we were talking earlier on. I mean, that is actually coming onto the market, isn't it?
Yeah. As I was telling you, Gary, this is the first time that we will see something that was presented into the CES, and we will see it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid that we won't see it into the Latin American market. However, into the US and maybe Europe, this transparent TV will be available for consumers and most likely in the second half of this year.
What is the difference between the US market and the Latin American market?
It has to do with the TV Turner, for example. We are a different region.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to be very honest, I have to say most of the innovation and the top of the notch products are launched first at the US market.
So I can go to the US and buy one though?
Yeah.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Any idea on price? But I would imagine these are going to be incredibly expensive.
Well, we don't have the price yet.
Uh-huh.
However, I don't know if you remember that we used to present, I think it was 2 years ago, the rollable OLED.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember
that.
Put it up like a screen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, uh-huh. That rollable OLED was almost 80,000 US.
80,000.
What we received from the LG team in this CES was this transparent TV. We are aiming to have this device half of the price at least of the rollable TV. So we're mm-hmm. expecting something around 40 or maybe 50K.
That's another reason it's not
cheap. However, it's not as crazy as the other one.
But I mean, let's face it, it's all the same, isn't it? I mean, if, for instance, you know, when OLED TVs first came out, and they were incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Now they, you know, and you know what? I must admit, because I did tell you, I have actually got an LG OLED TV, and the OLED system, which of course now is common on phones and everything, what a difference it makes. Because one thing I love about OLED is black is black.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I think the first thing and the most important distinguished thing about OLED is that this technology, it doesn't need a light back panel.
I know, of course.
So
yes,
that's why these kind of devices are not so thick.
Mm-hmm.
They are extremely thin.
Scarily thin.
4 millimeters.
Yeah, they're very scary.
And it's because of that, since they don't need something that projects or produces mm-hmm. light mm-hmm. at the back of the display. That's how they can be so thin. And the other thing, when it's off, it's off. I mean, that's why you can see
a
real black.
Because it does actually turn them off.
Exactly.
Black,
we are not producing mm-hmm. black light. It's
mm-hmm.
off.
Yeah.
On the other side, the competitors, they
it's
even though they
have illuminated by LED.
Yeah, even though they have OLED technology as well, but that's a technology based on quantum technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the quantum technology, it's very well known because that reacts to light.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's so much brightness that you can find into a quantum technology based TV. It's very good, actually, for if you have that TV on your terrace, for example. It's very good because you won't suffer any direct light or sunlight effect because the brightness that you will have into a quantum technology-based TV, it's very good. But when it comes to OLED, for example, that you're expecting to have the most pure and clear image, that might be an issue because you can see that when you put together an LG OLED TV and the competitor's OLED TV. When you see a competitor's OLED TV as a standalone, you will think and you will see, oh, this looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
When you put it together and next to an LG TV, OLED TV, you will see that the colors might be or might feel a little bit exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the other ones are based on a quantum technology.
Okay.
OLED is OLED, and very proud to say that we have been the for 11 years in a row the number one OLED TV brand, LG. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think I don't need to say the other brands, but we sell our displays to other competitors.
Sure, sure.
Their OLEDs are based on the on an OLED LG technology.
Mm. And I mean, the thing is, for people that have OLED phones, one of the tricks that I did, I always use black. I have a black background on the mountain because you mentioned they're turned off.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can extend your battery life by using a black background or whatever because the black pixels are not doing anything. They're just shut off. So that's one of the great advantage of OLED. What's LG's philosophy, Aaron, for the future? Because they're concentrating more on domestic consumers.
Yeah.
What's the philosophy for the future? I mean, let's look into the future a little bit as to what is likely to come.
And actually, I think the message was very clear at the CES. And the message is we want to make your lives good.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean that we are not be longer producing or focusing on consumer electronics, of course. And we will maintain our leadership in that field. But also, I think we will be seeing much more devices, appliances, technologies that might not be directly into this consumer electronics, but also the robot, for example, the mm-hmm. B2B mm-hmm. things, the mm-hmm. car, the electric chargers for electric technology, electric mobility. So I think the message is we are expanding, we are innovating, and at the end of the day, what we are aiming to is to make your life better and for you to have your life's good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you actually go to CES this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were there.
Actually, I was there. Oh. I was there, and it was incredible. It was very hard. Believe it or not, most of people think that everybody that goes to the CES, they are going just to have a very nice time. But
it's very hard. Of course.
but it's extremely interesting. It's very nice to be. To be proud of the company that you work for,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and to be proud and to talk with your clients and express the technology, the new innovations, and try to convince them that you are the right partner for them.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess you had time to be able to wander around and look at.
Believe it or not, I just have like 3 hours in a whole week.
Really?
Yeah. The things that I saw, for example, I went to the, of course, I have to go to the competitors' booth.
With your camera.
Yeah. And I have to say, for example, that something that we have to be very, very focused on is the Chinese brand.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese brands mm-hmm. are, I think they are exactly doing what LG and Samsung did 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
With the Japanese brands.
Yeah.
So now Chinese, absolutely. They are innovating, yes. They are getting into the market through price.
Mm-hmm.
So price, technology, whatever, it's a very good competition. And I have to say that it's because of the competition that we are forced to innovate and to be better every day.
Exactly. I mean, let's face it. I mean, here in Panama, look how many Chinese cars are on the road now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's incredible.
You can see as we used to call the share of shelf. In a department store or a retail store, it's getting bigger every day.
But the thing is, you can just tell the Chinese car. Look at the design; they've gone so innovative in the design of their cars.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, you know, I was a kid and I was imagining what cars would be like in the future. We see them on TV, like bubbles and sort of covered in wheels and things like that. But that's coming again. That's something that's coming
to
fruition.
You touched something very, very important. It's just not the consumer electronics field. It's mobility. It's mm-hmm. the automotive mm-hmm. industry. It's the cell phone industry, for example. I remember when this very important Chinese brand came into the Latin market, and actually they were number one for I don't know how many months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of some Trump's decisions that this Chinese brand stopped their leadership.
Well, I wonder which one that might be.
It starts with H.
Which is a shame in a way. I mean, but the thing is,
yeah, exactly.
They have sort of found a little way to get around it. But I agree with you 100%. I mean, when I was a kid, Japan made all the plastic toys
that exactly.
came in the crackers and whatever. I think probably what the advantage that China's got as well right now, being a communist state, is that they can afford to bring their price down, make sure they sell.
As much as
they can do that. But I think one of the biggest changes in technology, for me, one of the greatest innovations, and you see that in cars and you see it in your home, is the LED light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we see cars with little illuminated strips along the back and the fancy lights or whatever. And in the home, you mentioned earlier on, you know, I have a light bulb because I used to do everything sort of directly through, what's her name? But then I saw this light bulb, it wasn't very expensive, I think it was about $7. And the light bulb sets itself up with the system, with, what's her name? And when it comes out, and it's a light bulb, you can change the light, you can tell it what, how much light you want it to give out or whatever.
And at the end of the day, you will see also the benefit in your electric monthly bill.
Yeah.
So
we all need that.
It's not consuming,
it's just gone
up. Consuming as much as the regular bulb.
Yeah. And of course, the other way, the other innovation there, which is very powerful, is the inverter.
That's the other thing.
Which is in so many things, air conditioning, washing machines, all these kind of things.
And I think nowadays, we used to see that as a given. I mean, maybe 5 years ago, to having an inverter device, it was something very good, and you were having something very different than the others. But I think nowadays, it has been...
It's in so many things.
It has been part of our daily common devices, and we are used to get this efficiency in our electric bill on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So,
and a subsidy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Aaron, it's been great talking to you. Do come and see us again. I mean, we've got so much to talk about when it comes to technology. And and congratulations to LG.
Thank you.
And tell you what, if you see it, I went to, funnily enough, I was in a shop, and I've got a little X-Boom, they call it, isn't it? There's those little portable speaker.
Yeah, it's a wireless sound system that we have.
I've got one of those. The sound is really impressive. For a relatively, well, it is a small...
Yeah, it's a very small one. But the sound, as you mentioned, the quality is very nice. Definitely we are our message is mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can take it wherever you want, and
bulletproof.
No,
yes.
not yet. I'm sure someday we will have something bulletproof.
We might need
it. No, it's
it
waterproof.
One day.
Sorry, it's waterproof, so you can take it to the beach, to the swimming pool, whatever, and enjoy very nice.
Well, I got a big system in the other room, but what I do now is, of course, you know, connect to my phone in seconds. But the thing is, there's enough depth in the sound that I now just use it as background music and that. So congratulations on that one as well. And I saw they do have them. Panafoto, I was in the other day and I saw them. So if you're thinking about that, go along, check them out. Fun. We love tech, don't we? Aaron, thanks so much
absolutely.
For being with
no,
us.
Thank you.
And hope to see you again in the not too distant future. Let's play a little piece of music from the Stylistics, taking us up to the top of the hour.
Happy, oh heaven knows I tried. 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
In my world, it's heaven on earth when you're close to me. I could see moment of truth when you spoke to me. In my world, it's never too late, we can both be free. In my world, it's heaven on earth. If you knew the changes I feel that you put me through, and you do, I see in your eyes that you do. And it's true, it happens so fast that it must be true.
close to me. I could see that moment of truth when you spoke to me. In my world, it's never too late, we can both be free. In my world, it's heaven on earth when we're married. 'Cause I'm only just beginning to believe what you have done, how you turned it upside down, this world of mine. And it seems what I was looking, it was right in front of me all the time. If you knew the changes I feel that you put me through. You do. I see in your eyes that you really do. And it's true. It happened so fast that it must be true. In my world, it's heaven on earth when you're.
There we go, great track, great band, the Moody Blues, and it's My World, or In My World, I think, correct title. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 17 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll check in with Yasmin in a little bit and see what's happening in the world of Yas, what she's doing, what she's up to today, etc, etc. I'll tell you what, let me say a very good morning, the good lady, Christina, and her sister Lucy, together with my goddaughter, Emma, and we've got Eduardo and Diego. They're all leaving. They left around about 20 minutes ago, off to Playa Benhour for a few days, which is all rather nice, isn't it? So wish you all a safe journey. Have fun. And I'll tell you what, here's a piece of music from you, or for you, from me.
That's the girl, what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen, but you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car, and maybe I love you. I told that girl that my prospects were good, and she said, baby, it's all
And there you go. Yes, you guys have a great time. You'll be there till making their way back on Friday. Have a great time. Enjoy it. Perhaps try and get in a little bit of surfing as well while you're there. You never know. You're lucky. Drive safely and look after yourself. Chris Rea and Freeway. Keep an eye on the time. We're 24 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. And I think we'll check in with Yasmin, shall we? See how she's getting on. Morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday, mm-hmm. Yes. We've nearly finished, haven't we? We've got half an hour, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just checking. So, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday was good. I went to a new gym.
A new gym?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's closer to my house.
Okay. Why do you go to a gym?
Because we need it.
And why haven't you we?
Everybody need to do exercise.
Okay. You could always drive the longer way to work, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's see, beats running. Just drive a little bit further. Anyway, so you found a new gym. How was it?
Perfect. I love it. They have a lot of machines for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Machines that I never thought they would exist.
Oh, really? Yes. I hate to ask.
Yeah, I was like, really? Wow. They have a lot of machines, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much do you have to pay to join somewhere like that these days?
Well, this one you can join for, you can pay just for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
You can pay every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that plan until Ian arrives. And when Ian comes back, I'm going to get another plan so he can join me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for now it's just for me. So I like it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Glad you're keeping fit.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Doing what?
I keep lifting my arm up with rum in it. I've got one very, very fit arm.
Okay.
And what about today? What you got lined up today?
Today we got an invitation to go to the new City of Arts.
Okay.
Do you know where is it? It's close to Albert Mall.
Oh, really? Yeah? No,
it's
I don't
know.
It's
a huge building.
No, I don't know about
that. Mm-hmm. They just opened it, so today all the journalists are going to make the tour to know this place. So I'll tell you more
okay.
tomorrow.
All right, brilliant. Mm-hmm. And take plenty of pictures.
Mm-hmm, of course.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's new. So it's just newly opened.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
And let me see. What have we got tomorrow? Oh, are we going to have Andreas with us tomorrow? Any idea?
I have to ask him.
Yes. Poor guy. And we got an interview tomorrow as well, in the last hour, with Aprochipa.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. So, busy week this week.
Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about the kite festival.
Ah, that's right. Yes, it's that time of the year again.
Yes.
Is that out at Panama Pacifica?
Yes, exactly.
Out that way, yeah, they've got plenty of room, haven't they?
Exactly, yeah. And people love there, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, there's a song called Fly My Kite.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can find that in a minute.
Oh.
Because we've got a couple of people born in the world of music.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, where do you want to start? We can manage to find a couple.
Okay, let's start with Anita Pointer.
Okay.
She was born in 1948. Singer with American R&B singing group The Pointer Sisters, who had the 1981 U.S. number 2 single Slow Hand and the 1984 U.K. number 2 single Automatic.
There you go then.
The Pointer Sisters have won 3 Grammy Awards and had 13 U.S. top 20 hits between 1973 and 1985.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got Automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't have to do anything. It's automatic.
Okay.
Oh, madness to exhilaration, like a robot at your command. My hands perspire, shake like a leaf up and down, load my temperature. I summon my doctors to get some relief, but they tell me there is no cure.
They tell me
no way to control it. It's totally automatic whenever you're around. I'm walking right holding, completely automatic. All of my systems are down, 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 down.
What you doing to me? I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its X-ray vision, and all systems underground.
All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
And there we go. Yes, the Pointer Sisters and Automatic. I tell you what, yeah, we got a couple of messages in.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, from our foreign friends.
Okay.
We got, let's start with Rowena and Phil this morning.
Good
great
morning.
To hear from them, because they're in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, where our guest was from
mm-hmm.
Today. And says here, good morning. Just saying hello to all from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Have had a lot of rain in the last 3 days here in Puerto Morelos. But still much better than the below freezing temperatures last week. That was in Denver, in Colorado. It's
yeah.
really cold up there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Rowena will say, stay healthy. And hugs, and then she sent us, just to rub it in, a picture of the swimming pool. Yes, a little video of the swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And she says, nice morning, sitting by the pool.
Looks nice.
Does look nice,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it? Yes. And then, so from Marina and Phil, we go to Renee and Rick, mm-hmm. who have got snow. I bet that makes Marina and Phil feel so much better. And Renee says, good morning. It was another rainbow kind of day yesterday. She sent
wow.
a picture. Look at that rainbow.
Oh, lovely.
Isn't that, yeah, let's have a bigger look at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good picture. You want to keep that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely. I like that. And then there's a picture of snow. Yes. And look, another picture of what? Snow. And, oh, look. Another picture of snow. That's
and what
nice.
Happened with the ducks?
Their booties wouldn't stay on, I suppose.
Ah,
we've
okay.
heard nothing more about the dogs and their booties. Have we?
No.
No. Their booties arrived in time for the snow.
Mm-hmm.
No pictures of them either.
But
they'd not be able to find them. It must be terrible, you know, in this kind of weather if you've got a Dalmatian.
Because
mm-hmm. they're white with little black spots, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. So you just sort of, oh, look. little bits of coal. Oh, no, it's not. It's a dog. she says, Brenda says, I don't want the snow to melt. What's the matter with her? No. You know what? Two things. Mm-hmm. Firstly, if the snow melts, it goes to water, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then it freezes, mm-hmm. and then it becomes ice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people fall over. And people can't stop their cars because it's on ice. So, oh, look. Oh, hang on. they're very quick to react, aren't we? Look, mm-hmm. there's pictures of the dog's paw print.
Oh, look. I love that photo. That's so cool.
But it's got no booties.
Uh-huh, yeah, I know.
You know, they buy the booties for the dogs, and the dogs aren't wearing the booties. What's the point? Look, there's a big booty there. Look, who's that?
Yeah.
Just for me, she says. Well, that's being selfish. Really? You bought booties for the dogs, you're wearing yours, and you don't give your dogs their booties.
Uh-huh.
No wonder they always look, maybe noted whenever they're dressed up, and whenever they look so sad. You know? And they're out there in the snow. I hate to see, there's no picture of the dog. The dog is probably really peed off. You know?
Yes.
Anyway, we do have another born on this day in the world of music.
Uh-huh.
Don't we?
The next one is Bill Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1950. The original bass guitarist and keyboardist for the American group The Box Tops, who had the 1967 US number 1 and UK number 5 single The Letter. Though under 2 minutes in length. Oh. The record was an international hit by September 1967, reaching the Hot 100's number 1 position for 4 weeks, selling over 4 million copies, earning a gold disc and receiving 2 Grammy Awards nominations.
Yeah, it was a great song, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I have 1 minute and 55.5 seconds.
Okay.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
And there we go, the Box Tops and the letter. See, 2 minutes long, that track.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now, when I was DJing originally in those type of days,
mm-hmm.
and the music was perhaps 2 minutes, even shorter, some of them,
mm-hmm.
you never got to the bathroom. There was no chance.
Yeah.
Now, at least they make records 5 minutes long. Time to go for a wee-wee or make a cup of coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the saga of the dogs is not over.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Now, Renee says you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Their nails are too long, so the booties don't fit.
Ah.
There's an answer to that, really, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, you cut the nails. Or the end off the booties for the two. So it says, sadly, they keep slipping and falling on our hardwood floors because of their long nails. They have an appointment at the vet to get them clipped on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're going for a pedicure.
So after that, they can wear the boots.
Yeah, but then it'll be sunny and hot, so they probably won't need them. You know how life is. Mm-hmm. So, yes, so they're going to have a pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they're a dog.
Mm-hmm.
They got four legs. They have a pedicure. Yeah. You have a pedicure.
Yeah.
Dogs will love that too, I can tell. Oh no, we're going to have our nails cut. I can go and see that guy in the white jacket. Anyway, there's nothing more exciting than. Thank you very much, Rowena Raphael, for dropping us a line. Always great to hear from them, enjoying themselves in Mexico. And Renee and Rick, you guys take care. Mm-hmm. One in the heat, one in the cold.
Yes.
We're playing hot and cold this morning. So there we are. So that's it then, yes. Anything else exciting to talk about?
No, just that.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We will tomorrow because you're going to go off today.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have Andreas with us tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Which means we'll be able to talk about the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Will we?
Yes.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Now, we've done our sort of Born on This Day in music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play another TV theme. When Paul over there in South London, he drops a line today because we lost a great composer. He wrote music for the theme tunes. His name was John Laurie, if I remember rightly. I'm just getting it up on my screen. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Laurie Johnson. I just got it round the wrong way. Laurie Johnson. He passed away. Now we played earlier on. He composed the theme for the TV series The Avengers. And Paul asked if I could play too, because he also did the theme tune for The Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So, Paul, we're going to play that for you now. Mm-hmm. Start again, he kept doing that on and off, didn't it? I suppose that probably that first break was when they used it for the TV, the starter series. That was probably how long it needed to be. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. This is Journey, just the same way. 16 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We'll be right back.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Dharma Number is when the call comes from Mr. Rick Ashley. You've been ricked. Don't forget, tomorrow on the Breakfast Show, all being well, we'll be joined by Andreas. Andreas, we'll be able to take a look at what we've been looking at over the last week or so. The movies or on Netflix, something like that. So all being well, we're doing that. Also, Aprochipa, they're coming in to chat with us as well. As Yasmin mentioned about the... they've got the kite festival thingy coming up, which is all good fun. Take us out of this morning's program. This is Chicago and Beginnings. Whereas this is the Endings. And there we go. Yes, I mentioned bringing us out of this morning's program, Chicago and Beginnings. Right, our thanks this morning go out to our special guest this morning. That was Aaron Romeo, the head of marketing for LG Electronics. So great to have him with us this morning. Thank you for that, Aaron. Also, thank you to Ingrid, our everyday reporter from Country Folk there. And thanks for she's off to Stardust Unidos looking after Mum. So thank you, Ingrid, as always. And to our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, that's Yasmin, does all the background work and is the face, really, of the Breakfast Show. She's out looking around, talking to everybody. So does all our sort of social media work as well. So thanks to Yasmin. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, who's over here at the moment, and he's going to be joining me at an event that Grupo Agrada have on Thursday when we're going to go meet a lot of people. So thanks to Neil and the boys and girls of Grupo Agrada for getting us up and running and looking after us and, well, be turning us away in just a few minutes, a few seconds' time, not long. To you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being part of The Breakfast Show. Just remember, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, remember what we say, please do it carefully. All right, tomorrow morning at 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.